Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. Today we will be reading from Realizations. The conditioned soul thinks in a way separate from Krishna, but a pure devotee has no separate idea or separate understanding from Krishna. He has one idea and one understanding, and that is Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada would quote, "One flag, one shastra and one work, service to Krishna." He even designed the ISKCON flag, an oval lotus with petals with the word ISKCON in the center. The whole world should be under one flag, ISKCON. The whole world should be under one shastra, Bhagavad Gita. The one principle of work is to surrender to Krishna. That's the ISKCON movement. There should be one mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, or let us say two mantras, Hare Krishna and Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada's idea was never separate from Krishna's. When each of us individually is not separate from Prabhupada and Krishna and ISKCON's idea, then the qualities of forgiveness, gentleness, magnanimity of heart in distributing Krishna's love, these will all manifest automatically. They will come out of the devotee's non-separate mentality. My personal appeal is that for me to maintain the mood of one idea, I need everyone's help. I cannot say that I need only Prabhupada and no one else. For years after Prabhupada passed away, I was bewildered, and only recently am I feeling more hope. I was bewildered feeling, how could Prabhupada have left me like that? I was thinking like that. It may be offensive, but I don't know. I was thinking, how could he have left me like that? My feeling was not of anger, but a kind of disappointment. Why would you leave me at this time? But now I understand that Prabhupada has not left, because if I look at my godbrothers, I can find in every one of them a little bit of Prabhupada. Individually, they have their own individual personalities, but if I study them, I'll find in each one at least one of the qualities that I loved so much. In another devotee, I'll find another of the qualities that I loved so much in Prabhupada. And in another quality of Prabhupada. Those godbrothers are very, very dear to me, because they are very, very dear to Prabhupada. Then they must be very, very dear to me. If I claim that I love Prabhupada and yet I say his disciples, my godbrothers, have nothing of Prabhupada, then what is my future in this world? Then I'm in a hopeless condition. Hopeless because my personal memory of Prabhupada's activities is diminishing. But within ISKCON and within service in separation and in the qualities of my godbrothers, Prabhupada is very much present. By Bhavananda Goswami. Thank you. Hare Krishna.